You're listening to the Professional Brotherhood Podcast, because when the alarm sounds, nobody cares if you're career or volunteer. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 97. Mutual Aid, the Professional Brotherhood. I can't believe it. We're like closing in on 100. It's just unbelievable. What an amazing ride this has been for the last year and a couple of months. And I'm just fortunate and blessed to have those of you here week after week that listen in and send me comments and feedback and suggestions for new episodes. And I have not done a Mutual Aid episode in a while, so I figured I'd jump on this morning on my way to work and talk about a topic that was sent to me a while back. Actually, from a couple people requested this topic, and I just never got around to it and found it in my notes the other day. But before we do that, I want to thank Heath Pinnell, Deputy Chief out in Dry Creek Fire and Rescue, for having me on his Meeting Night podcast this week, which is actually airing today, Friday. And we had a great conversation, a lot of fun. It's always fun to get on the other side of the mic and be the one being interviewed, not the one doing the interviewing. And I hadn't done that in a while. So thank you, Chief. I really appreciate that. And head over to the Meeting Night podcast, available on all the podcast players, and check it out and let me know what you think. So the topic for today, rekindles, probably one of our least favorite words in the fire service, right? Getting toned out to a rekindle. I guess the big question here is, Why are we getting toned out to rekindles? And when I say we, it's not everybody, right? We've all been to them if we're in the service. Some more than others. But it's, you know, I know I've been on plenty of fires over the years where everybody's getting sent home, and I'm standing there looking at the building, you know, bullshitting with my guys or my other officers, and I'm like, yeah, they're going to be back tonight, or they're going to be back in the morning. And listen, sometimes we all know the rekindle is bullshit, right? Fire's out, it's smoldering, it's off-gassing, whatever. And, you know, a neighbor drives by and sees a little bit of smoke coming out, or, you know, steam or whatever it may be, and they call 911. They report it as a rekindle, right? So we know those are bullshit ones. But there are the legit rekindles that can and should not happen. And listen, in today's day and age, why should we be able to alleviate some of these rekindle calls? Well, we have freaking technology that we didn't have years ago, right? 30 years ago, when I started doing this, we didn't have thermal imaging cameras, right? So if you got done extinguishing a structure fire and you went in for overhaul, and you had to, you know, physically find hot spots and make sure you were putting the water on the hot spots. Well, today you still got to find those hot spots, but you've got the benefit of a thermal imaging camera, right? You can walk around and you can see all of those hot spots that could potentially turn into your rekindle. So, you know, why aren't we using the tools that are available to us to make sure that we don't have to come back? Listen, if it's a fully involved structure and the thing's in the foundation when you're all said and done, and that happens, you know, it happens in the Rural Fire Service, delay of call, delay of notification. Fire department gets there. There's nothing that they could absolutely do. You know, the structure was in the far reaches of their district, and by the time they get there, it's a surround and drowned, and it is what it is. You know, and we just dump tons of water on it. And because everything is, you know, in the foundation or in a heap on the ground, and we don't have the ability to get an excavator there to tear it apart, we're going to have rekindles. But there's probably nothing worse. There is probably no worse feeling than going to a job, going to a structure fire, doing the job, getting a good knock on the fire, saving the structure, saving people's property, all right, preserving property, doing all the things that we've sworn to do, and then having to return hours later for a rekindle that may be worse than the original fire, all right? Because, you know, maybe the original fire happened early in the morning. And, you know, again, staying in my lane, volunteers, it happened early in the morning. We had a good response, lots of manpower out of the gate. We got a quick knock on the fire. Things went well. But then we get a rekindle later that night, and things don't line up like they did in the morning. And that fire is way advanced and does a lot more damage. That's a problem. It's a problem for us. You know, I know me, you know, myself personally, I would feel embarrassed. I would question myself. I would question what I did, how I did it, when I did it. I would question myself as to whether or not I put enough time into overhaul and whether I used the technology that was available to me to do a better job at overhaul. Right, these are some things that would go on in my mind if that were me and that were my district and that were my fire, and legitimately so, I think. But you got to use the technology that's available. The other thing I find is, listen, slow down. Slow down. What's the rush? We rush to get to the scene of a fire. We rush to do the best job that we can, all right? But at times when you look around and you look at how a scene is run, what's the rush to release people? What's the rush to get back in service? What's the rush? When we have the people, the manpower, the equipment there, the first time, we might as well do the job the right way the first time. Why are we rushing to send people home when we're looking at this thing going, you know what? I know damn well we're going to be back 3 hours from now. It's asinine. It makes no sense to me. Everybody is there. Do the job right the first time. Put the water on the fire the first time. Look for the hot spots the first time. Conduct and dig into your overhaul. Literally, dig into your overhaul. Make sure that you're getting those hot spots out the first time. Why are we rushing to send people home knowing that 3 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours from now, whatever it may be, we're going to be back for a rekindle? Number one, I know everybody in my listening area is Monday morning quarterbacking me when I go back, Monday morning quarterbacking me and my agency when we go to a rekindle from a structure fire. I know they are. I know they're sitting back listening to their pager, their scanner, their radio, their scanner app on their phone going, huh, should have done it right the first time. Look at that, rekindle. Huh, not so perfect, are you guys? Seriously. Do it right the first time. Spend the extra time. Make sure the fire is out. Get your people in there. Search for the hot spots. Use the thermal imaging camera, all right? Flow the water. Put it out. I'm not saying, all right? Again, every every story, every episode that I tell, right? I'm never coming at it from the angle of looking at others and not looking at myself, right? I've been in these situations myself, all right? I know that at times I have looked around, seen my guys and girls, like, oh, they're tired. Let's rush to get out of here. I think we're good. The problem is that right there. I think we're good. It's not that I know we're good, right? And you cave to the peer pressure of, let's get everybody out of here, right? And then we end up coming back. Coming back sucks, right? I'm not a huge fan, right? And that's what I'm saying, right? You don't want to do a great job, right? You don't want to do a solid job and then lose somebody's building, lose somebody's structure because you didn't put it out the first time and the second time it caught you off guard, all right? So dig into your overhaul. Make sure the fire is out. There are going to be those instances where you just can't help it, right? It's beyond your control, all right? But for the most part, a lot of these can be controlled, and we need to take our time and make sure we're doing the job right. So for those of you that suggested this episode a while back, I appreciate it. I'm sorry I didn't get to it sooner. Again, I put these things in my notes, and sometimes I get off track and other things happen, and I forget that I even make the notes. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you have any comments, feedback regarding this episode or any of our past episodes or an idea for a future episode, please shoot me an email, professionalvff, that's professionalvff@gmail.com. I always appreciate getting emails, always respond to every single email we get. You can find us on Instagram at professional.brotherhood, Facebook at Chief Soller, on the web, professionalbrotherhood.com, which will link you to everything that we've got going on. And yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much for spending a little bit of your time with me whenever you're listening to this. Don't forget, a paycheck does not make you a professional. How you approach the job does. Stay healthy, stay safe, and until next time.